Today. Now I will take some articles from the update which you have received, which is actually update number 887, but I will just concentrate on one subject. And this subject has to do with the lead article in the update and then some further articles. And the question we asked was, how strong is the US military? How strong really is it? And I believe many of us have a pretty faulty picture and impression. We are quoting from an article by The Atlantic, dated July 27, saying this. Contrary to President Donald Trump's assertion that our nation is stronger today than it ever was before, the salute to America, which was actually the parade during the 4th of July celebrations, looked more like a military antiques road show than a display of a 21st century military power. The age of the current force was most apparent in the army hardware on display. And then they're talking about some combat vehicles, saying that they represent a generation of armored vehicles that were designed in the 70s. And procured in large numbers during the 80s. More than three decades later, they remain, albeit with modification, the mainstay of the US Army. They're talking about the Air Force, the aircraft, saying that the aircraft that flew over the Capitol echoed the theme of an advanced but aging force. The B-2 Spirit stealth bomber was another product of the Reagan defense buildup. Although it is an impressive aircraft able to evade enemy radar, the US Air Force has fewer than 20 of them, far short of the 132 the Air Force originally envisioned purchasing when the bomber first took flight in 1988. And its successor, the B-21 Raider, has yet to make its first flight. The two F-22 Raptors that flanked it are newer aircraft, but like the B-2, exist only in small numbers, 187 rather than the 750 originally envisioned. Then it goes on to say that America's non-stealthy aircraft was becoming more vulnerable. Decades after it was introduced, stealth is still working its way into the US military. In the meantime, most US combat aircraft are not stealthy and are less and less useful. Indeed, as a result of a lack of aircraft modernization programs over the last 30 years, the Air Force fighter force is half the size it was when the Berlin Wall fell and has reached an unprecedented average age of 26 years. It goes on to say that military displays like the one on July 4th obscure the fact that the US armed forces are still largely organized the way they were a generation ago and employ tactics that have seen only marginal change from those employed in past wars. The United States tends to not to parade its nuclear forces in public. Had Trump done so, the public would have seen not row upon row of new missiles, such as those that have appeared in recent Russian and Chinese parades, but rather a force of land and sea-based missiles and bombers that date back to the late Cold War or its immediate aftermath. And then the obvious conclusion in the article was that America's ability to fight a war or defend against a war is questionable, quite questionable. Now, what about brand new developments? Here's an article by Bloomberg, dated July 30. It says only 2 of 11 elevators needed to lift munitions to the deck of the US Navy's new $13 billion aircraft carrier, the costliest warship ever, have been installed. It's another setback for the Navy. Essentially, the article says the ship cannot carry ammunition. It also says that the elevators are not the only issue plaguing the ship, which has had problems with two other core systems: the electromagnetic system to launch planes and the arresting gear to catch them when they land. So here's the costliest warship ever produced. It's completely, totally useless at this point. Now, you undoubtedly have heard in the news about attempts to use new missiles and to install new missiles. Today, August 3, the Associated Press wrote, with the scrapping of a landmark arms control agreement on Friday, the U.S. announced plans to test a new missile amid growing concerns about emerging threats and new weapons. But how real, how immediate is that? Article goes on to say, a senior administration official downplayed the upcoming U.S. weapons test. He said the U.S. is years away from effectively deploying weapons previously banned under the agreement. Years away. The U.S. may not have years away. Goes on to say, the U.S. might eventually want to base such weapons in Europe as a counterbalance to Russia, or in Asia to counter China. The Week wrote today, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said on Saturday that he favors placing ground-launched intermediate-range missiles in Asia within months, but these things tend to take longer than you expect. U.S. officials on Friday said the deployment would be years away. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas, according to Deutsche Welle, said there's no way that they're going to be stationed in Europe. And NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg said that too. He said, we have no intention to employ new land nuclear missiles in Europe. So I'm bringing you these facts to your attention for one reason, and one reason only. We know from the Bible that a war is going to take place. A nuclear war is going to take place against the United States of America, Great Britain, and Israel, the state of Israel, and apparently approximately at the same time, which actually is the beginning of the Great Tribulation. Now, most people today, most experts, most military analysts, don't dismiss the possibility of a nuclear war, but they say the enemies are going to be Russia and China. Now, we know from the Bible that the enemies are not going to be Russia and China. We know, and we have been preaching this for longer than I can remember, that the enemy is going to be, if you please, a United States of Europe. It's going to be a collaboration of 10 nations or groups of nations under the leadership of a very charismatic military political personage. He has several names in the Bible. He's called the Beast. He's called the King of the North. He is called King Arab of Assyria, or King Jareb of Assyria. We don't know yet who that personage is, but we're keeping our eyes open because many interesting things are happening in Europe, in Germany, in Austria, as we speak. And we know that this future leader got to be of German, Austrian descent. When this happens, when this European army, which Europe wants to create, has been created, when it's being turned over to those 10 nations or groups of nations who then and which then will turn over their authority to that beast power and that personage, we know that the downfall of the United States and Great Britain and Israel has been completed. It will happen very quick. That's why we have to keep our eyes open. That's why we need to have articles like these, which tell us that the real status of the American military is not as great as many people think it is. And in light of these facts, even from a human standpoint, the fact that the United States will be attacked by and lose in a nuclear war may not be as stunning as it might appear at first sight. It's going to happen. And God is saying that when it happens, Americans will not even want to fight. And we see more and more that on the world scene, America is distancing itself more and more from the political scene. That's what's happening. That's what we have been talking about for many years. That's what people at one time understood. And now they don't seem to understand it anymore. It's important that we keep our eyes on that ball.